We're holding the end of the Siman Reish to Gimel, and it comes out that three ways a person can have food on the fire on Shabbos. Either he puts the food there on Erev Shabbos, what's called Shehiyah. You can put the food on Erev Shabbos, come Shabbos, you take it off and put it back to Chazara. And in the other case, you take something out of the refrigerator and put it on the fire itself on Shabbos, that's called the Sin L'Chatilo. And that's the way how the Siman is divided. Sif Aleph is Shehiyah, Sif Beis, Sif Gimel is Chazara, Sif Dal is Zeres Bishul, and Sif Hei is the Sin L'Chatilo. Now, to understand the idea of the Sin L'Chatilo, you really have to analyze Sif Gimel and Sif Hei. Pashas there, Stira, as Bialacha points out. And you have to see the answer and apply practically what exactly they're answering, saying over here. First, Sif Gimel, Mechav exam like a Yismodachai that says a person wakes up Shabbos morning and sees his chulent that's on top of a fire, it's burning out over here. Look what's going out. So one eitz is to add more water, which is called Las Chabur, of adding Pinu Mechem Mechem and the different shaylas. But come along, the Goyis Mordechai gives another Eitzah. When it's on the flame, it burns out. Let's make it further away from the flame. And let's take a case of put a blech there. Let's put a Pach Mateches. His words are Kidei Rekonis. Take a pot, turn it upside down, and put the food on top, this chulent over here. It's further away from the flame, and therefore the fern will not myself get burnt out over here. Says Mechaber, and brings down this idea of Kidei Rekonis that you're putting on top of a flame on Shabbos. He says, but you do need the Tanai Chazara. Now means after you which called Tzarkoi, after you're Sachas, Oidibiodoi, Daita Lanzer, he's the Kolom over here. The Moa says that did he saying the Mechaber, they need Tanai Chazara, like do not put down the Karko, take your chillin pot off the flame, hold it in your hand, and put a over here. Kidei Rekonis says, I already mentioned the Beis, the Minig Oilim is like the Ramah. That the Noigim Dalocha, that the whole Tanai Chazara of Daita Lanzer, Oidibiodoi, the Dak Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. Therefore, the idea of putting on a Karko, you can do it. I mean, we have a second time, the Moa brings down the idea, L'shiktosoi, that do not worry about putting upon the karka when it happens on Shabbos. When you say, first you see over here, that we see a person can make the idea of Gufa Ketuma on Shabbos. That means, practically, the idea of Gufa Ketuma itself you can't do. Because Gufa is to move away the coals, and Ketuma is put ashes on top of the coals. That cannot be done on Shabbos. It's how the Suga of Avar, it's how the Suga of Kivu. So how in the world do you make a blech on Shabbos? So we see over here, we can do that by the act of doing a Kidei Rekonis. That means, number one, we see you can create a Blech on Shabbos, even though it's not Gufa Ketuma, you still do a Kidei Rekonis. The second thing we see over here is that Kidei Rekonis L'maisa works. That means in Gemara's case, is Gufa, moving away the coals. Ketuma, covering them with ashes. Who says a Blech works? The Mekor is not Gufa Ketuma. Is extended from the Lochet Sif Gimel from the Goyis Mordechai. That means without this Goyis Mordechai, you can say, Dafka will Chazal's Masakin. Dafka removing the coals or covering the ashes. The idea of a blech, where is that from? Kidei Rekonis Sif Gimel. That means two yesides to see. Number one, Chazal said, cover with ashes. Came on Goyis Mordechai, extended it, the idea over here of a Pach Mateches, which basically we call the Kidei Rekonis Pach Mateches. This is the Makor for the idea of a blech, and we see you can do it on Shabbos. Over here. Two different things over here. You can let, yeah. Now, Pashas, the way how the Goyis Mordechai is working, the words Goyis Mordechai himself is working, that like Kiva Gufa Ketuma. Words of Magarvam, words of Mishnah Brua, it's Mitzad Sugya Gufa Ketuma. Like I'm the Chadrish one say, it's Lav Dafko, it's working Mitzad Sugya Smicha. Make the place can understand going Mitzad Sugya of Gufa Ketuma. Now, first, to focus on the idea of making a blech on Shabbos, or Kedera Kodesh on Shabbos, the words of the Mechab over here, you put on a Kedera Yeshona, but not a Kedera Chadosha. And the Achronim sends you to the Sugya that's brought down in the Siman Tovkov Beis. What it means is by a case of a Kli Cheres, when the case of a Chadosha will happen, or Kamal Mislabin it, or strengthen it, and be over the Issim, inside the Sugya of Tikkun Mono. Therefore, negate using a kedera that is chadosho, you can't ask tikkimono. Masha enkin, a kedera yishon, you have no buy of tikkimono. So, I mean, the case of the Mechab we're discussing here is a kli cheres. Now, the question is, what about a kli mateches? That means, basically, what we're doing, we're taking an upside down kli mateches. We're making a pach mateches over here. Is that going to be mutter also? So, come along the chaznish. He sends you to really the loch at the beginning of Siman Shin Ches. Over there comes out that to take metal and heat it up on Shabbos, it gets red hot. You're over the Isser mitzvah sugya of Bishul. Rambam, some say Avaro, but you're over the Isser mitzvah sugya of Bishul. Therefore, says the Chaznish, if you take something that's metal, and even does not turn into a gachelas, into something that's cold, that's red hot, but since once it hits the Shia of Yas Lesboy, it gets hot over here, you're over the Isser ke'in the idea of Bishul. He says maybe it's nichla idea of Chazi Shia that's also min HaTorah. That means the Chaznish says that the Shulchan Aruch's case is a klicheres. Matechas won't work. We have a sugya of bishul, because if it will get red hot to be mavashlet, a gam is not getting red hot, it's ke'in the idea of chashir's osu me'atayron. Therefore, Ben Yama Zilber, Uchad HaShani says to make a blech on Shabbos, you can't meet the sugya of bishul. Atzad HaShani, Numas Achoinim disagree. One of them, when the Isra Moshe this question, he points out, if it's a big eish that can't get to the kacheles, echnami. But the issue that we have, your blechs will never get to case of gacheles. Why is the nichlani Israel will never get to be a case that's read out over here? Boy, the way Shlomo Zalman of Liashu they ask the question, they point out you have to understand what's the idea of chashishir. Chashishir is when you have exiles the chaylev, and to eat half of that is chashishir of the Israel chaylev. When a person only eats basr b'cholov, it's isser deraiso. So I ask my kids, how do you eat basr? Basr is chashishir of basr b'cholov. How do we eat tzemer? It's chatzis shir of tzemer and pishtun. So there seemed to be a concept called chatzis shir, something called chatzis iser, chatzis melacha. That means if something is not the iser yet, the iser is baser b'chalav, the shir is a gezayis. When you only have baser, there's no iser yet. You have baser b'chalav, that's the iser. The shir is a gezayis. Chatzis shir is min haTorah. Mashenking something that is not the iser yet, for example, negate to Shabbos. A person cannot carry something dal damas. Can you carry two amas? You pass can you allow to. It's mutter l'chatchilo. Pachas we can, but two amas is mutter. Ayitz chetzi shir. Says Achonim, because the issir is al yitzi ish mekoymoi. Don't leave its place which is dal amas, unless that's not the issir yet. Therefore, coming from the Zalman B'yashiv, the idea of when it does not get to a coal over here yet, only gets hot, that's not the issir unless the shir. The issir is, it has to get red hot. It doesn't get red hot. There's no bishul yet. It's not that there's a shear to the bishul. Bishul never happened yet. When you have the bishul, then we have the shear. But here, there's no issa yet. And therefore, well, Vosner, he writes to the Chaznish, says, I don't understand what you're saying over here. I understand the Maisa. It will never lead to a situation to get the case of Gachalas. Why is it nichla issa? And therefore, the Eilim seems to say, be'ikin not in Chaznish, putting on a blech, okay, because on Shabbos, when it's metal, the Maisa should be motor. He's Sashir, he writes as Yad Sladis Boy. He writes in the Chaznish, in Simon. He says, Ke'ein Chashishir. He writes the words Yad Sladis Boy in Simon Nun and Simon Lamed Zayin. So again, the black, right? Putting a black on Shabbos. That's discussing Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos, going to Chaznish, you cannot do that. Either Shulchan Aruch, that's a Kli Charis. But a Kli, Derek, constantly can't. The one that ties one of the right to is how can you ever put a pot back? Put a pot back, the mice is getting hot over here. When the Chaznish gets Yad's lettuce boy. What's that? What is there a chashashir? And all these kinds of questions they will ask. It's a bomb kasha. It gets hot. You know, this is have bishul in the pot. It's getting hotter. More. even the simulat chilek is not asking. So come down, Cheres has to be a case of Yishono. Matechas, they sound like Dr. Michalik. They do discuss, what about a kli schuches? Can you use that as blech? So the Ornithian says yes, as they point out practically, if you do that, it'll explode. So don't do that. How they say, use a kli parex. Parex is something especially preheated that can put on top of fire. Come on the Chodeshani, it says, the Maaseh, it's like kli cheres yoshon, even when the Chadnish, the Maaseh, it's motor. Give this from Mignal, no problem. Negar to using aluminum as a blech on Shabbos to put it on, that means someone will take out his crack pot and see that inside his crack pot there's no blech there. So on the side that you hold that aluminum is nichol negeder of grufa k'tuma, so they point out it really depends where you're putting it inside. On a crack pot or on a hot plate, they point out you put the silver foil there, it's not burn. It stays there, it's no problem. However, you put a mamash ala eish, that means the Mechabit's case of putting it on top of eish, come along with Ribiyat, the Pesach Shuvah, they point out it burns. It's getting ruined over here. It gets mamash hot over here. And therefore, since it's mamash, it's a maver and bishul. And therefore, you cannot put your silver I'll be the son of the chasnish, and here we agree to the chasnish on top of the ishmamish. Then we crack by ear, hapla ear, but not an ishmamish. Hagam, there's an early tzian. He wants a tiny putting silver on top of an ishmamish is mutter. Why? Because it gets destroyed over here. And therefore, he gets involved with the idea it's kalkul, sequestration, tolenichle, by case the rabbonans. Meister, he sends you the look and simish new dance of cotton hay, the maravram, by one drop on the meister to be makel. We point out that the Ashkenaz, the meister on Machmer, and say there is no head to wear one drop on. However, the Pinina Hashab somehow brings out all the sin to be makel, comes in the Ashkenaz. Pashas, we won't have this clue from the Ashkenaz. The chul, you cannot put silver on top of an ish. And they do point down this halacha of putting a blech on Shabbos. L'chor, when you put a blech down, or derekonis, or a silver foil, the flame, l'maisa, changes its shape. That means it might be tall and go sideways. So they have a question, if so, why is that nichol together of kivoy or avara? You change the shape of the flame. So this form, the being done, Shlomo Zalman, and Avoz, and the Chodeshani, Api Mumchim, they say changing the flame and moving the shape of the flame is not nichol isar avara. One of the writers we came across in Simon Reish Ayin Zayin, we saw over there that moving a candle from the table off with our sugya bosses, you make it, you let it fall to the floor, no problem. Imagine it falls to the floor, the flame flickers, it moves, it changes shapes over here. And we're not worried about that. So it says the Pesachim that that does not change one act to get the amount of oil that's being used when the flame might have flickers or changes directions of not nichol isar over here. So first, one who said we came out over here is that a Maisa person can create a blech on Shabbos. It's very negative. When a person takes out his shulant, he sees he needs a blech, put a silver hole inside, the Maisa is no problem. The Metzias of the Gerus Mordechai is when you have an overturned pot, Besem, there's a chalal, there's a space there. It's an overturned pot. And then you're putting your food on top of it, and you want the chalal there. So therefore, when the food is on top of it, we'll take away the heat, and we'll not get burnt out. The question is, could we take the idea of an overturned pot to our pach mateches, which is straight? Do we take the same yisoid and we extend the heter of the Gerus Mordechai to pach mateches? That's a switch from the case of from Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. Now, let's go now, studying the Gerus Mordechai, saying what works, the Kederekonis. Let's do the Kederekonis on Erev Shabbos. We will not have the bayah negate the sugya of Bishul, but let's make it straight without a halal. What will be halacha in that case over here? So, again, the Kamal Chaznish, and he wants a taino from two different sources, to make a pach mateches that's straight, there is no heter. It's not nichol neged gruf of ketumah, only a kedei rekonis that's overturned with a halal there. So that brings you to makar. It's our blech that we have, and the Bnei Brak, you go there, they don't do that. They will never use it. They come, meister from two makaris to point out why not to. One is Rashi in Daf Lamed Zayin, who says, what's the case by a kiro al gaba b'loy al toichoy? Says Rashi, it brought down by the first bi'alocha by us, the Simin and the Mishabruah, Sivkotun and Zayin. What's al gaba? Says the Mishabruah, two things, hapi Rashi. Either means on the thickness of the wall, or you have this kiro with a hole on top, and you put on top of it a kisoy, a covering, and you put your pot on top of it. So in essence, the kiro has a covering, and you put your pot on top, and that's the case of al gaba. That's not Kufa Ptumo. So we see a case that we have mamish a pach matechas or any board that's at the top of your kiro, and that's called a gabo, that's not the Kufa Ptumo. That's Aleph. Second, the Chanukah points out, the Rashi of Sugya says, what is Kufa Ptumo? The idea that these things are doing, the Ptumo, is to mimayith l'choyim. So, Bishlam, when you have a chalal there, the space there, it's mimayith l'choyim. But if something's straight, then the miyat l'choyim is not nicker. So what right do you have to extend the Gerus Mordechai when it's come to Mayit L'Choyim when you have a block Pach Mateches? Who says Mayit L'Choyim?
That would be a
plot also. Well, a plot working with Sad. It's not Mexican Mavashal, a different Svaro.
That's
a different Svaro. But in the Ghetto, according to Sad, this comes out that advice you cannot use a Pach on Erev Shabbos for these two reasons. Why? It's a dark cook over there. The Mazobar and the Bnei Bach from Mayit will not do this right. Kitu Olamaisa, that's not the Bnei Goyim. That means at least 20 years ago, everyone had a Pach Mateches of Lech. Now some people never saw one. There's some younger crowd. But Maisa, the Klaus still had it for hundreds of years. So they point out already the Mashak and the Kabachayim before the Chaznish said, a Pach is no problem, there's Blech over here. And afterwards, a Moshe and Diane Weiss and Earl Asian and Diane Fisher all say, a Pach is no problem. Rav Vosner, when he discussed it, he writes also to the Chaznish and says, Minig Klaus Ol Toruhu. That's Aleph. Klaisel, we know to be Mekel, we follow the Torah. That's Anahogo. Either might see asking a question, apirashi. We ask a question, it's not my tachayim. So first of all, he points out, the first Mordechai over here, does not mention that one word of the sight of Kedera Konis working inside the Ma'ifachon. Even Ketumah itself, you realize the Trisha points out, when it says to be Ma'ifachon, the words of Torah and the Machaber, that's from Rashi, the idea of to Ma'ifachon is only to make it a case of a hacker. And the Gosh Mordechai is saying it's working inside the Sukhi of a hacker over here. Void the one Taino, who says not Ma'ifachon even a little bit over here. And they want Taino that the Ikkia side over here is working inside a Hefzik and a Mechitza. And that's the heck over here, and not inside the sugya of Ma'at Chaim. It's working inside the sugya of Chashash Chitoy. You have a hecker, and not come to do an act of Chitoy over here. That's after answer the idea of Ma'at Chaim. Second, I Rashi Daf Lamed Zayin says it's normal. And Chlamy says Achoyim. When it's normal, because it seemed in those days in the Kiro they cook two places. They cook inside and on top. But myself by us, it's not normal. It's not to cook on top of a Pach Mateches or Kedera Konis. Since it's not normal, Lamais Lachor, we should have a het over here. Boy, just a mitzvah for a third thing, Kamal Ravos himself, and the Seer, Menashe Klein, who says we ever need a Pach Mateches at all, or a Guv Ketuma on our ovens at all. I mean, instead of for the first Chabur and the Gei Tashia, and those who want Taina, our ovens, that there's no Chashash of Chito at all, only come to N and more fuel, maybe there is no problem at all. So with Seer, then maybe we don't need a Guv Ketuma at all. And we're coming to answer Rashi. And we're coming to answer that is Nikol Gedder of Italy is to give heck over here. Therefore, the Nigasol, the Maestro, you do have a Pach Mateches on Erev Shabbos. A Gam Yigul of Bnei Brak. No one uses a Pach Mateches. So that's to give a black. So again, to come out, we said already 3 points. Number one, you can make a Kedera Konis on Shabbos. Number two, the Lachas Pach Mateches works also on Erev Shabbos. It also works the case on Shabbos. Those are 3 sides. Just to go through some of the looks to get to Blech, all this from McDonald over here. Again, a lot of people don't have it, so I'll try to make it a bit kitzer. I assume everyone knows a Blech is when you have 4 burners on top of your oven. Usually what you do is you leave one burner on, and you have a Blech on top. Now, on the Blech over here, the Swarm like calling there 3 places on the Blech. Some call 4, some say 5, but let's make it 3 places on the Blech. There's one Kenegah the Ish Mamish. There's one shloik kinegad ha'ish, but it's just lettuce boy. And one of the back corners, shloik kinegad ha'ish, it's not even just lettuce boy. Won't get to 160 Fahrenheit. So you have 3 different places, the mice that's on the black where your pots can be. The question that Achronim discussed, can you move one to another? Can you move one to another? So let's discuss how the Achronim set them up. Let's say in the case you have one pot that half is on the ish, half is off the ish. So that comes along with Vosne as a letter or Choshabbos in the back, the Vadu, you can move back and forth, because they're all one thing over here, you can move it to Agave Eish. That's simple. But let's say you have a case where the pot's only Shloyal Eish, but it's on Yad's Lettuce Boy, and you want to make it hotter and move the soup now back to a place that's Yad's, that's Ala Eish, to make it very hot right now. Can you move it back to Ala Eish? Those want Taino, to move from a case of Samach of the fire to Agave Eish, the Chod is a problem. The other says, oh, it's in the Chod Shani, but as we do a case of Smicha, to case Al Gabov. Meister, most of when they ask the question to Moshe and Shuvah and Shlomo Zalman and others, they point out, Luchura, when you're on the Blech itself, that's all one era of Shaykhus to the Eish. And therefore, they come along with the Taino, you want to move from Yad Slesboy, which is very hot. It's cooking Al Eish, Ke'in Al Eish. To place Mamish Al Eish, the one Taino Meister is no problem. And therefore, the place can say, for example, they point out to the Dimyan, you have one Kira that is, can you move from one Kira to another Kira? Says Ramon, you can. Either the second cure can be more hot than the first cure, there's no problem. The same idea over here is Yas Lasboy is one cure. The second cure is even hotter, it's Al Aish, the is no difference.
That's what
you call Tarki. Yeah, we have to call Tarki, Al Special. They point out what is an Afkamino is that a lot of places can say that to take food out, that's Al Gabe Aish, you have Bayam Tanasuga of Agosa. Shloy Al Aish, you have no problem with Tanasuga of Agosa. Therefore, what the Svam say we should do, it's on the Al-Eish, you move it to Shloy Al-Eish, you take the food and put it back. So the question over there is, can you go do that back and forth on Shabbos? So on those who hold that Maisa go from Yas Lesboy back to case of Al-Gab-Eish, Maisa that's a good Eita, take care of the Sugar of Agos over here. And therefore, that's the hunger the Svam is bring down. This Eita, you decide you want to take out food, move it on the Blech to Mok Yas Lesboy and then back to Al-Gab-Eish.
It's also Al-Eish. No, that's saying that's the Eitzah.
No, it's not Alish Mamish. It's like one cube to another cube, but it's not Mamish Alish. Yeah, no, Gosa's not. It comes from Machloekit, but it's from Go.
You can't not have a problem with Gosa and not a problem with
Chazara. You can. You can. But Moshe says you can. Ocho Shabbos says you can. Others want to disagree. No, it's not Alish. It's associated with Ish, not Alish Mamish. Yeah. However, the more of a shell is, and what happens when you have a case over here when it's not Yaz Ladisboy, and now you want to put it on a place of Yaz Ladisboy or Gabe Eish? That's a harder thing. Come on, Api Svoyo Taino, but it's not Yaz Ladisboy, Kiniach Al Gabe Karko, Tishia Chadosho, and therefore those want to Taino, Dine Fisher, and Shuvo, some Kobonim, and Viviath, they want to ask her to say, you're moving to Mamish Al Eish, let's do a new Shia over here, a new Nesino Chachilo. Atzal Hasheni, from Zalman, and others want to argue different reasons why from not Yaz Lesboi to Agave, Yaz Lesboi or Agave Eish, either one. Those want to argue and say, it's Nichol to get Tanei Chazor, just like Tanei Chazor, Oidibiyadeh's Motor, it's not Al-Eish, you're holding in your hand, it's Motor. So, not Yaz Lesboi is like Oidibiyadeh. It's the same thing over here.
It was once Al-Eish.
No, even that. So, Nichol get it, you could move it over, even if it was not there beforehand. Boy, those want tightness. Nichol and Mokim over here, all those want tightness, can get it, can move from Samuk to case of Al-Gabov. And therefore, the place can say, Baker, you can do it. Now, Ramosha actually does have a truth about this question. And Ramosha actually, the one truth in Chalidal, Simon Samuk Aleph, he wants to say that Nichol get it, Al-Gabov Karko. Another tshuva in Simon Ayin Dalet, he says Nichol get of Tnai Chazara. Those want to answer, it depends, like you're saying, they're Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos. That's what someone to answer on Moshe. Now, in the case they do point out, but let's say it was Ala'ish on Shabbos, and then he moved it on Shabbos to Inyas Lesboi, and then on Shabbos again back to Ala'ish, then the person will say, well, that's Mutu. That's certainly not worse than any case of Tnai Chazar over here. Now, coming to Archa Shabbos, other they point out, this whole time of Vucha is Negeta a Plata only. Only Negeta Blech. Negeta Plata, even though there are quills go through it, there might be certain specific areas that are not Mamsha quills underneath it, that's not a shallow. Everyone looks at the Plata being one thing. I mean, by Blech, you can look at being different Makarmis. By Plata, no one looks at being different Makarmis, and therefore it's all Nechel get in one place over here.
Is it Ala'esh or on the side?
It's all Nechel Agabe'esh.
No,
of course, we won't have this set to correct. Now, there's a Mogrevom over here, brought down with Meshmu, and they gave the Suga of Maziva. Just to explain what that means, is that there are two types of Tanurim, Kirim, one Bizman Chazal, one Bizman Shulchan Aruch. Bizman Chazal, when the case over here of a Tanur, that are opening on the side and the opening on top. That means you have a rectangle or triangle Tanur. And on top you want to put a pot, and inside on the side you put a pot. Masha Ekin Bizman of the Rishonim, the Ran, and the Ramah, they discuss Tumu Shalanu that only had an opening on the side. That means there's no opening on top. Comes out, the two sides were solid, the back was solid, the top was solid over here. So the top that was solid is basically called a mazivo. That means you go to a house, they call the roof a mazivo. So the Geita Taner, the roof is a mazivo. So on this case over here, in the Geita to a mazivo. So the question is, Mishmur Migzal, the Magavram, could you put your food on top of the Mazivo? What's this for? Why the Maestri can? Just like in Sif Gimel, we're saying, Loch Kedera Konis. You have a right to put your food on top of it. So maybe the idea of Mazivo is not the Derech, and also you can put your food on top of it. There should not be any difference. Goes on further, and says the Magavram, Mishmur Apil Mariel, Maestri Mazivo is always there. Therefore, there is no Hecker. Therefore, no, if you want to put something on top of Mazivo, put a board on top of that. Then you have a hecker, and you have a board, and a Mazivo, the mice that works. They point out in this 2 points. One of the people who are asking, where do we see the idea that when you do not see the fire, the halacha is still in the case of a roof of Ktumah, with mice that works over here first. So we see over here that by the Mazivo, we want to say mice that works, except there's Jack the cook over there. So as long as we don't see the fire, the mice that works over here, it's an idea of roof of Ktumah. The only reason why the first sheet to come to argue here, because the case over here is not normal to cook on top of it. It's normal, that might be normal to cook on top of it, but it's not normal to put a board on top of mice that work. They point out mice before every crack pot, when you cannot see it, you put something inside, it's normal. Mice that's mamish the case of Mazivo. Something you put a board on top, make a heckle there, the mice didn't work. So the core, the idea of Mazim is similar to where you cannot see the flame, it still has to clump to get the signal group of Tumo. Now, come on the Paiskim, go further, and that we just finished off Sif Gimel, Negate Sigur Gdei Rukonis. Come on the Locha and Sifei, and we have the idea over here of Nesin Lachatchila. We really have to contrast the two things over here. That means the Sifei, we're discussing, Lachura, to put something on Shabbos is Osir. Why is Osir? Because either simply it's missing the Tnai Chazara, it's not my Sacha, it's not going to be on the Tnai Chalakzor. We can say even more than that. Why? Because that, says the Rashba, the Bayah Mechzik Mavashal. That means, come along the Goyin, the Mishnebura, the Graz, the Bayah Mesin Lachatchil on Shabbos as Mechzik Mavashal. Meaning a person cannot take any food out of the refrigerator, put it on top of a flame, because Mechzik Mavashal. The question is, people want to go do that. What are the eats exactly? What to go do? So, come along the Ran, they bring down the Rashba, the Kaya, the Kaya of Panadish, you have this Kreplach over here that's dry. And has no lachluchas to it. The outside is made of dough, the inside is made of meat over here. And the Eitzah says, the Rashba, go put it on top of the pia of the Kedero. That means you have Kedero, Kedero Mole has food inside, put it on top. And the reason why it's mortar, says the Rashba, brought down by the Mechaber, She'in Derech Bishul Bekach. That means it comes out, you want to put a Panadish, this Kreplach, straight from the refrigerator on top of Kedero Mole, says the Mishmur, the Kedero Mole is on the Eish. There's no Guf of Tumo, the Mice that's mortar. So you have a pot on the fire, you want to put your panadish or your kapok on top, mice and smoter. Lechura, it's a symbol of stereo, Sif Gimel versus Sif Hei. Sif Gimel was saying that a person has a kdera klonis, you want to put something on top of it, you need kloli chazaro. And Sif Hei, it says in a kdera mole, you want to put something on top of it, do not need a kloli chazaro. On Shabbos, take out the thing from the refrigerator, and put something on top of it. There is, before there is no difference.
It's there, Shlomo told me.
Again, they're making both cases, make both cases Yavish. It comes down to Sif Gimel, like Deir Konis, you need a local Kloli Chazara. And Sif Hei, Deir Molik, not a Kloli Chazara. The question is, what is the chil between the two? Both of Mechura are not Mechzik Mavashal. That's what you have. Mechura. And Mechura. As they affect the people God, as they affect the Nabi Huda, as they affect the Bialoka, this question over here. This question. So the way how the Degma Vavah, how he wants to answer, he said the Lochan Sefei, the scrapbook over here, is Derek La Faisi to bake it, and therefore negate something that Derek to bake will have the head to when you put it on top of a Kedera Malay. Mash Enkein, Sef Gimel, discussing a Sugya of Bishel, the over there is not enough, that's not that normal, still Nechlan get a Mechzik Mavashel. Come on, the Bialocha says a Doichagodl. Therefore, what is the Chalek? He means that the people go to him and says, Betuv Tam. By case of Reka, Gdei Rekonis, over there it's a Kisa Ba'almo on top of the flame. So, working means have a Sugar, a Groove of Tumo. By Groove of Tumo, you need the Tanai Chazoro. Mash Enkin, we have Gdei Mole. Over there it stands by itself, there's a Hefzik. Therefore, not Mexican Mavashal. Now, Bialocha, there are two ways to explain exactly what I said over in the Bialocha. The way how the Chavim just explains Pshat in this Bialocha, he says, if you analyze it, when you have a fire, an empty pot, and then you have food on top of it, in essence, what is cooking the food on top? When you basically have the Kedei Rekonis, the heat underneath it is really cooking the food on top. That's what's cooking it. Masha Enkein, when you have a fire, a Kedei Mole, and then you have food on top of that, so the fire is cooking the food, now the food is cooking the other food on top of it. Not the fire is cooking it, the food is cooking it. And for example, can you take something, boiling hot water, put in a klirishin, or take it off the fire and be in a klirishin, or put your meat inside? The lochas you're allowed to. You're allowed to cook things on Shabbos to reheat, no problem, Mechaber says, I, Mechzik Mavashal, in a klirishin, not Mechzik Mavashal. When food cooks, it's not Mechzik Mavashal. Therefore, says the Chanish, the Yisrael is when you have food cooking it, that's not Mechzik Mavashal. When a heat cooks it, that's Mechzik Mavashal. So if Kedei Rekonis, what's cooking it, the fire. When Kedei Mole, what's cooking it, the food. That's not Mechzik Mavashal. That's his Avonah. But Vosna, when he wrote to the Chaznish, he says, a different Avonah, he said, the Chudi said over here of Kedei Rekonis, is that when there's nothing inside, it's bottle, to the thing underneath it, to the kiro. Therefore, it's just a covering, gufa k'tuma. Mash enken, when you have food inside, it's a dove nifrod. It stands by itself. Therefore, we have a hefsik. Therefore, not mefsik imavashul. That means you say what? When it's k'dera k'az, it's bottle, part of the kiro, to any part of the kiro. Mash enken, k'dera k'mole. No one see the part of the kiro. It's something they're cooking over here. It's a dove of a hefsik, a dove nifrod. Therefore, cooking top is not mefsik imavashul. Therefore, comes out, a person wants to take off his fridge and put it on top of a blech. What's the halacha? A blech is k'nei konis. A vadil for you need it tonight chazara. Tonight chazara. Now I know that Avad Yosef, he wants kainel that he can take out from the refrigerator, put things on top of the blech. He says, noch shash chitu over here, bismanazeb, it's here for our ovens. He wants to be mekel. Nice, the pasha says, he goes to Mishnah, the boys came. The halacha is, you cannot take anything on the refrigerator. You want to take your rice out, you won't put it on top of your blech, there is no het here. For shalok in tonight chazara. And the question is that so, how far to take it? That means, again, you take your rice out of the refrigerator, tonight chazara on top of your blech. Again, your blech is on top of an open flame. You take out cold cuts on top of your blech, tonight chazara. Let's say you take out things that only is made to be baked. You take out challah, take out kugel, that's only made to be baked, a fear inside the oven. Do you say over here that everyone sees that a vadi come to only reheat something? No one sees cooking. You don't make challahs on a hot plate. You don't make challahs on the flame. You make challahs inside an oven. You make kugel inside the oven. Maybe, by case of a fear, you have a right to put it right on top of a blech, on top of a flame. Maybe a fear over is different.
Maybe.
What?
That's right.
I'm speaking of. Maybe the Tzati Mekel. Meister Mishlom Zalman, he wants to be Mekel in Shemir Shabbos, this first prince. That means the first prince, the second prince, and the third prince. And the first prince, the Maisa, over there, wants to be Mekel. And Rav Yadler, in Ma'or Shabbos, and Al Chelik Beis, he wrote four letters to Shlomo Zalman. And Be'ikis title was, L'chur, the site of Afia, to be Mekel, is best in Degmo Vovo, Api the Ran that's brought down the Beis Yosef. This Ran is in the Beis Yosef, the Afia is different. The Beis Yosef himself argues. The Moravon brings down this idea over here, said L'chur, the Beis Yosef argues. And the Bialocha says, Doich Gadol. And then he says, I don't understand why you, Shlomo Zalman, you want me to make all. And therefore he writes in a letter in Chelik Beis or Shabbos, Chayzer Mashamati Shemoter. That's Chayzer. And therefore he's brought down in Shulchan Shlomo and Simon Reishon and Gimel. Shulchan Shlomo and Simon Shin Yud Ches. He does say that Shun, he's discussing in Aplata, Svar Mai Kukal upon it. He said, Mokmat Tzorech, he can be make all. Mokmat Tzorech. Chidush Pashas against Iran, against Akhoinim. Meister Berech, over 30 years ago, my niece, when she was born, she just had a baby the past week. So my brother lived in Shari Chesed. He made a Kiddush. And they forgot to put the potential to reheat it for the Kiddush Shabbos morning. So then Shari Chesed, go to the Rav Shari Chesed, go to Shlomo Zalman. And he asked him, can you take the potential and put it on top of a hot plate on Shabbos? So Shlomo Zalman, a Kiddush with a hot potential? Told Mice, as far as I remember, told Mice you can. Mice told him he can. Shlomo Zalman said the hot plate is worse. He says, it's fun to cook upon it. He actually writes hot plate is worse. His shita. Now, I asked my brother about exactly the story. He doesn't really remember that well. He remembers something like the story. I'm saying from memory. So, but as far as I remember, that's exactly what happened. Be'ikur, and I wasn't in the sugi that day, so Shlomo Zalman is my son. But the heising me samich, and they do mean that Shlomo Shlomo Shlomo. I'm sorry if the person can't be Michael. Mice is a pillow. Chura, again, it's Iran, does say this heter. But Beis Yosef says no, not put down the locha, and Mishmur says before not this, right? And therefore, Dan Fisher and the Archa Shabbos and the Sophist Umluum says, before she gets around over here, Shabbos Shlomo. No, Shlomo Zalman said Plata is worse, actually. And Pasha, on the and things that you want to take things that bake to put on top of it, Shulam I said there'll be maybe some Svad you want to be Makel, Locha Bura. But the Pachor, the Ashkenaz, the Pachor to be Makel, the Pasha is against the Mishmur, and whether it's Bishel, or rice, or cold cuts, or the Chor, Chalas, or Tekel, straight on a blech, on top of a fire, the Chor, there'll be no Eter. I said a blech, I said very clear a blech.
Why? Because they hold it's
Derech Levashel Shabbos. Because Mishmur asked the Kederikos need to call the Chazara. Mishmur said Kederikos need to call the Chazara. So that means it comes out. It comes out that you have Kedera Konis, you need Kloy Chazara. When Kedera Molei, the loch is you do not need Kloy Chazara, the loch is you can do Nesilah Hathil and Maisan Shabbos. The question is if so, the oil seem to take an overturned pan, put it on a blech, or on a plateau, and they think they do not need Kloy Chazara. The question is why? We just say Deir Klonis needs Klonik Chazara. One of the rules of Olam over here taking the overturned pan, which is Mamish Sif Gimel, are putting on top of the plato, on top of the blech over here, why is there not Nichol in the Bayam to have Sugya of Yimni Klonik Chazara? It's not Deir Moloi. Obvious question over here. Let's analyze, try to build where their Hanhog is coming from. So first, when a person has, let's say he takes his dry meat, he has his empty pot that's on top of a blech. That means you have to realize over here we're discussing in Shulchan Aruch, Deir Klonis is on top of a flame. That means you have a flame, you have Deir Klonis, then you need Tanai Chazara. Let's say you have a blech that's on top of a flame, and on that you have Deir Klonis, your overturned pan, and on that you have your dry meat. That means one more shlav more than what's said in Shulchan Aruch. What's the halacha in that case? That's where Avosner, where he's saying, he said over his for his whole idea of watching Mekel, he says, by Kedere Mole, what's the head of Kedere Mole? It's a hefzik, that's not a nifrod. So he said, I can do the same thing Kedere Konis. We have two things over here. There already is a blech there, and I have a Dovah nifrod, the Kedere Konis over here, and then I can put food on top of it. I took the idea of Kedere Mole, of a Dovah nifrod, and applied it to the situation. We have a blech with Kedere Konis. Maybe one time to put something on top of it. Some Shom is Alma, no problem. Tenesh Mir Shabbos, Shem Chochem Echad. The Maisa is no problem here. Beskei Shuvah, the Maisa says, Kaf No Yushalayim. The Maisa is no problem. There's one with Simcha Bonim. What?
Why is two better than one?
Oh, we'll get to it. Simcha Bonim, Maisa, the new prince, the Maisa says, it's Motor, not the old prince. Asad Hashani, what he is asking, Noam Zoma says, one in the Maisa, Kedere Konis, is bottle. So you put one blech on top of another blech. What's that? That's a thick blech. Right? You don't tell you can put one blech on top of another blech. So now you have a blech Kedere Konis, that's two blechs one top of another. It's better than one thing over here. So Rav Ozan is very clear and true. He says one blech is one size, other one has to be a different size. It's very clear it cannot be the same size, otherwise it's really one thing, just thicker. You have to see two things over here. But Numazov says, what do you mean? The Maisa is one thing that's straight, and then another thing that can be even less than that, a different size, Maisa is a thick blech over here. David wants to be Machmer. He's saying if Derek on the top of blech, Maisa will not work, so the number is over. That could be, when the Chanish could be also an issue. Could be, but he's not saying that. He's saying, he quotes the Vosner, and therefore, the Yashiv comes to argue, the Chodeshoni wants to argue, the Falk wants to argue, one of the old prince wants to argue. The Maisa comes along Taino, but it's a thick blech. That means it comes out like Derek on this, on top of your blech, and we make clear, a blech, on top of your Eish, what is that? Is that Sif Gimel or Sif Hei is a Machlokes? Some say Sif Gimel and Kloni Chazaro. Some say Sif Hei and Sila Chila Mais is Mutter. Let's take now the next shlav over here. A case over here when you have a Plata Chashmalit, that means basically our plats over here that have only one setting. That means, unless you have no blech, there's no silver foil, there's no blech on top of it, can you take your Kugel out of the refrigerator and put it on top of your Plata? Plata. That means by Shia, we had a Machlokes, making the place about Mekel, there's no Bayah of Shia by a Plata without proof of Tumah. By Chazorah, we had a Machlokes among the Paiskim. This Chazorah is a Plata Nechel Geder of proof of Tumah. Now by Nesil and Chathilo, what is that? Is that Mechsik Mavashal? Not Mechsik Mavashal. Do you say you can take a Kugel out of your refrigerator, but straight on your Plata? So when they come to Yaskal Abdi a while ago, he says, Yerabim Mushlemim Mushtamshinim B'Shabbos. They come and they say, no problem to put it mamish on your plato. Rav Scheinberg, Rav Eider, Chavadas, Simcha Bonim, they come and they tie the mice and put it straight on top of it. There's no problem. You must not come and say, no problem. Atzad Hashemi.
Yaskalazi at first was major against
him. He writes in Chelik Zayin at the end to Maisa Dibi Mekel.
Yeah, he turned around.
Okay. Maisa Atzad Hashemi. Tzad Hashani, you have to realize, to be Mekel on a plot, to put it straight on, first of all, those are Machmer by Shia. Those are Machmer not, but the Meister is a Chanish is Machmer, a Liyashim is Machmer, the Nevensal of Shlomila, the Meister, they are Machmer. But the Shani, then those are Machmer by Chazaro, Debetzinim, Chaim Knievsky, or Yitzchak, or Berkowitz. So we already have 9 people who are Machmer before you get the Sinan Chathilo. That means all those who are Machmer by Shia and Chazaro are still going to be Machmer in the case of the Sinan Chathilo. And by the Sinan Chathilo, the whole Yisrael why it's mutter, what's the Isser? It's Mechsik Mevashel. The Gerta case over here, can you cook upon it? The maiso, people tell me, you can't cook upon it. Whether you do or don't, certainly you can. People do, it gets very hot. We use Fahrenheit over here. And therefore, they tell me the Sfaradim cook upon it, the caterers cook upon it, my brother cooks his meat there every single Shabbos, 6 hours on top of it. People, mamish real meat, the whole mamish meat, a lot of meat, you cook on a hot plate, no problem. So why are you saying the head to him, it's not that nasty, mamashal, maisa, people can't cook upon it. Vaid. The whole idea in Sif Gimel, why it's a mutter, because it's not the derech to maisa, we see the Iran, a feel. Not the derech to, we still need Dov and Nifrit over here. And therefore, Asar Sheni, those who want to be machmer, Kribit Salokas, Yom Zilber, Shlom Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos, Rav Osner, maisa, they come up to be machmer, a fact over here, they say there is no heter. Maisa, the question was asked to Ramosha. Now, Ramosha was asked, Im E. Efshel is bashel on top of the hot plate. And the question is, since he was asked, was given to him, it's not possible to cook upon it. The question is, what exactly did he answer? The Moshe says, in that situation, E. Efshel is mutter. Come with the Talmidim, they argue, what is the avon of Moshe? Is Moshe saying, only when it's not possible, when it's warmer, and it seems to me that America in those days, forming down, that they had hot plates that only were warm. In this country, they're always hot. In America, they have two options. They can be warm, they can be mamish, very, very hot. I always get very, very hot. You mamish cook upon it. And Moshe is only make all things that get warm. And therefore, the Sefer Amordechai, Shimon Willock's uncle, he comes and says, he is from Reuven Feinstein. And he said, my father's only make all that's not possible. Otherwise, if it's possible, he'll come to Machmer, putting a strand on a plateau. Like a Shabbos goes his way. Ashana Sheni, number four, says, yes, if I do, is a question. So, no, Moshe is make all, even the case where you person can cook upon it. It's not, since it's not normal, therefore it can be makel. Therefore, a simple bottom says it's mutter, strain on a platter, why Rav Moshe? Rabbi had said strain on a platter is mutter, why Mr. Sugyo of Rav Moshe over here? So those mice are makel strain upon a platter. So there are two sides of the gear putting on top of something of a platter is in nichel together of it's not mesik mavashal, and therefore it's like kederi mole. But no, since it can be cooked upon it, therefore, the mice will be a case over here that'll be Osir, I need to call it Chazara. Just to see what the Olam is doing over here. The Olam mice, what they're doing usually is an overturned pan on top of a plateau. That's usually what Olam is doing. And they point out, this takes take two names. Simple Bonner would used to say, no Vosner. That means putting straight on top of a plateau, mice of Vosner says Osir. Simple Bonner mice says Mutter. Putting on an empty pan on top of a blech, they switch. Rav Ozzel Maisa says mutter. Simple Bonner Maisa says osir. When the Olam are putting an overturned pan on top of a case of a plateau, over 20 different from Maisa Mikkel. Whatever you... Yeah, make it simple. An overturned pan on top of a plateau, over 20 from Mikkel. Not only that, who's Machmer on both of them? There are three from Machmer on both of them. Amriyashim, Benjamin Zilber, and Rafalk. Rafalk himself says, I'm Machmer on one or the other. But go that far to be machmer both that I'm not going to go do. Therefore, it could be on the Yashiv and Yomazel will agree. You have an overturned pan on a hot plate. That's what Ilum's coming to Mekel. Why can maybe you have a heter dump straight on the hot plate? Maybe you have a heter of an overturned pan. Why? The idea of a wasn't over here. The overturned pan on top of something that's there, that's top of a black mice works. Therefore, you have two reasons why the mice want to be Mekel over here. That's cool. Why it's coming to be Mekel, the overturned pan on top of a plateau. Now, you want to tell me Mekel overturned pan on top of a blech? Ulai. Well, those are Mekel. You want to tell me you put a straight up plateau? Ulai. Those are Mekel. But the Moin Am is no right with the Moin Am is doing an overturned pan on top of a plateau to take two overturned pan on top of a blech. Two different circuits over here. Maybe it's much more reasoning Mekel overturned pan on top of a plateau.
Can't cook.
It does get very hot. It can cook. You can cook. It's very hot. Yeah, it depends a lot how tall it can.
I mean, the hot plate is covered.
And you can put some second more strain on it. You want to put a silver foil there? It's even better.
What the size is normal? I'm asking just silver foil. Wasn't it silver foil?
No, that's not there. It's all one thing. That's covering it.
What the size is called normal to look at?
That's the question I just presented. There are two sides in there. What defines the what the fact that some people can cook and do cook is that definitely get a Mexican Mubashal or not? It's a great question. The fact that Kenyans do it, and them do it, or people can do it with their stuff, is a great question. Is that Mexican or not Mexican? That's a valid machlokes of oiskim. Now discuss other things again to the ceiling at Hilo, when certain cases are mut over here. First, we have Mechaber and Simon Shin Yurches and Sifter as well. We're being down Sila Tchila Kneged Hamadur L'Maisis Motor. That means opposite of Fai L'Maisis Motor. Another case where we see it's Motor, the Mechaber over there in Sifdal brings down. You have a pot, you take it off the fire, it's Klevish Mamish. There's also no problem. That means people want to know, take your soup off the fire. It's Klevish boiling hot. How can I put my spaghetti inside? Why? The Maisa, it's boiling hot over here. The answer is there's no messy mavash, no bayah on the simon tchila when something is nala ish. You put your spaghetti straight inside. Klevush in the case of a soup over here. And another head laying down. If you want to do the simon tchila in a place, we'll never get to yatzla this way. Well, this is a messy mavash. So the moish of the place, after the chodeshonim, chayim, and others, they point out it's not a case it can get cooked. Avad the mice that's mut over here. Gabi on yash wanti machmer a slight plug. Cannot get yatzla this way. Can't get yas last boy, that's cold cooking.
So
it can work
things you can
have to when I'm cooked. It'll get warm. That's the have the whole that's there, so you.
What?
We'll get a shinichas sif tazain over there, we'll discuss it. It is, but it's a shinichas sif tazain. Now, another case is discussed, can you take your food and heat up on top of a radiator? Do you need tzai chazara, kloni chazara? Is that nichon the idea of an overturned pan, k'deir konis, that no one cooks there, but still need a klal over here? To come with this question, Moshe, that's out of the parsha of the kiyuza, the deck cooking on top of it. Therefore, Kavis Halachas, Rafalk, Vosner, they have a tshuva about it. They want to know that certainly not in the realm of a kiyuza, a mesik, vashel, is no problem. Hagam, even I think my brother's dira, when they had two endios in the dira, one flasik, one milchik, I think also the fact that they did it does not make it an idea of Mexican Mavashal. This happened to happen that way. I think it's out of the realm of being Mexican Mavashal. They do say, but let's say in the house you have a heating system, then there is a deck to go cook on top of it, then the Mamashal look and Sifay, they have a house, they want to heat up something, you have a bias chayrif, if the deck could cook upon it, then in Echnami, you have the klom, the gator, sigov, chazara, and sinat chila, and all the salochas. Now, what people do is sometimes they take the challahs and they warm it up on top of the urn. Now, the question is, you think about it, what is the urn? It's those one tiny work you'll do it for is k'der molay. K'der molay, and similar k'der molay is motor. If you analyze it, it's not exactly a case of k'der molay. K'der molay is you have a flame, you have a pot there, and then you have something on top of it. Here is, you have an urn, where's the flame? It's in the urn itself. And then you have water inside of that, and you're putting chalas on top of the urn. So the chur, the isal miyashu, the taina, the chur, the urn is all one entity. And you put your chalas on top of your urn, what's the heter? It gets hot. It warms up. It gets hot.
Definitely
warms up.
The water is being
warmed. Actually, it's left out. It could be even the heat element gets the thing hot. But even like, what? So,
no,
so that's the question over here, right? So the question of that Rabbi Yashua wants to know what the urn is doing, heating up the chal at the top of the urn, is not the case of Shulchan Aruch. It's not the case. It's the case of Shulchan Aruch because we have fire and something in between. The fire is in the urn itself, and one mice wants to answer it. Kidua, the Amoin Am mice is not hold this way, it's not something hold this way. Either when Minchas Ishi wants a taino, because the lid is a second entity, a separate entity, from the case of the thing underneath it. Depending on what type of urn you have exactly. Meister Issachar Hashani, Rav Shapiro, and Rav Falt, and Rashi Klein, Meister all make no one really explains exactly why, but could be like the urn was tiny, as no one ever cooks the top of it. It's a whole different place, a different sewer, like a radiator over here. Ulai. Tzarechi and the urn seem to say it's not a problem over here. Now, negated to a crackpot is different, no. A crackpot is a heating element. Then you have a pot with food inside, you're putting chalas on top of it. That is more like a case of a fire with k'der mole. It's not, but what's heating it up? What's cooking it? It touches the side, maybe a drop. You're not putting the chalas on the side, but you're on top of it. So what's cooking it? The k'der mole is cooking it. They do point out, you put the chalas on top of your crack pot, Bayam making them fleishiks. Therefore, maybe put silver all over them until the sugar of making them fleishiks. We clearly cleave the oitiv. Otherwise, besides for that, mamash should be the case. Ikder moly. Another case is discussed again. The seal of chiluk. The person put something on top of a place where the flame is coming later by on Shabbat. I mean, you put it there right now. Right now, there's no fire there, so I don't know. It's a casino. And then the fire goes on an hour or two later. Is there anybody on the ceiling of on top of that? Come to the place, Kim, and they speak out, the Chasnish, that the site of the ceiling of is not to go do it. The problem is to go have it. So since it came here on Shabbos and they have it here, so true, maybe we put it, there's no fire, there's no Isser, but you have to take it off. Therefore, when Chesitzchak and Omiyashim and Arfa Shabbos all come along and say, you cannot put it there when you have a case of a Shabbos clock will make the fire go on later. Might have had to be tied as a plot or something. Without this, Chazanish says, even on Shabbos, on Shabbos. Different Chazanish. You're talking about inside the Sinat Chilo. I mean, to come out, we spoke about 10 cases in the Sinat Chilo, just say what came out. We have a Chura, 7 times that could be Mutter. We have a Tabakir Moli, Avadis Mutter, that's Sifrei. A Tabakir Plata, those who want to be Makel. A Tabakir Derek Konis, Agame Blach, also is a Machlaikis. On top of the case of a kdeiro on top of a plato, the minig oilam is mice to mekel. A fifth case on top of a radiator, the mice is mutter. A sixth case, kdeiro on madu, the mice is mutter. Seventh case, in the klevish, the mice is mutter. Three cases, the chur is also, is the case of a Shabbos clock. On top of a blech, nisa tnai chazaro. And on top of a kdeiro konis, is also the tnai chazaro. Now, when we have the case over here, what people do, again, they're having their kdeiro mole. That's on top of their kedero. That's on top of a case of an ish over here. Let's have an example. A person has on bottom his soup. He has a shulot on top. That means he needs a soup for Friday night. He needs a shulot for the next day. So come along over here, and you have your blech, and you put it one on top of another. So what do you want to do? You want to take away the soup and serve it Friday night. And now the shulot on top, you want to put it down on top of the blech. Can you go do that on Shabbos? That means to take the children out from the refrigerator and put on top of the blech that you can't do. Or even if it's hot, you can't do. Here it's on top of something. It's not mechzikim of ashel. It's on top of your kdeira moly of your soup. And now you want to lower it to put on top of the blech. Do you put it from a place that's not mechzi to a place that is quasi mechzi? Can you lower the thing that's on top to something that's lower down? Now this is a question of the chasnish. You want title for your baya of the silat chilan Shabbos. Wasn't Shmir Shabbos, Aruch Shabbos, one title to lower it, you would not have this set over here. Asar Sheni, other title, like we spoke out by a case of a blech earlier, move the case of Yad's last boy to the case of the mice that's even close to the fire, there's no problem. Who the one title? The same you signed. So let's see, it's Liezer, Shomer, and Falk, one title mice, you can move it down closer to it. There's a massive chiddush by Diane Fisher, how far he wants to take the sign. He said, let's analyze it. He wants a title. Pasha is discussing over here when before Shabbos you had the soup over here and the other children over here. Come on, Dain Fishing, what time do you have the soup there on Shabbos? Come on Shabbos and you want to take the children that's dry and put on top of the soup. That's Claire Molly, that's Mutter, not Mexican Vashel. Then a half hour later you want to take it with the soup and serve it. You want to lower it down, that's not Mexican Vashel. Said to Dain Fisher, no problem. Massive Kiddush. Because where's the Isser? Putting top of the soup is not mechzi, longer down, not nechal get a mechzi. My baya. My system does not seem to go that way. It's a massive chiddush over here. At the end of the day, I see something that happened over here that seems to be a case of a mechzi. My system, one time, my system, there's no problem. Now, the chur is not mechzi. It's a place, you could say, in the Nusina, it's a non-kabakarko, a safsul or something. The one time they'll get a sasol maybe. Mochmat says they want maybe makel, but it's not the place. We're not messing with Marshall. Now, Luchura, how far I take the question over here of moving things from one place to place by a plato. Let's say you have a plato house, something on top of it, the fuse blows. So what do you do? Everyone knows. We mentioned any chabura. Go take it to your neighbor. You go to your neighbor, and he has over there a blech. Can you move from a plato to a blech? That means kula mice is no problem. No problem. But in the case of a plato, Nuis Paiskim saying the sin of the mice is mutter, because not mechzikim of ashel. A blech, sin of the chil is usher, Why? Because Mexican Marshal. So now it's very important, this klal, what happens one top of another? Most of us don't do that. We don't put one top of another, we don't have this issue. But usually what we do have, some people, they have a plato and they have a blech. Can a person move from a plato to a blech? That means true, we might be machmur, say plato, we won't do the tilat chil upon it. But is it mitzad chumro? Or we hold maisa by a Mexican vashal. And those who do put something straight on top of a plato, do they have a heter moving to a blech? So I saw a fight with Svarim, maisa they want taino, the days Yisrael, Paris Asado, Bruvi Yunim, Nachal Srid, and the Shur and Chalachal Chabob. I don't think anyone knows who any of these five people are. They have an Eisen Tain over here. They want Tain to move from a plato to a blech. Nechor, we should be Chayshish, but not Mepsi, Ki Mepsi. For my Sephthini and Shabbos, he isses to a Falk, and he is question to a Dov and Feinstein. And they both said, Nechor and Shitosa, that they hold putting on a plato, you can't. After Silat Chilo. Therefore, in these Tain Chazor, so they say they can move from a plato to a blech. But if that's true, you have to know if you really hold, you can't put on top of a plateau, like Shlomo Zalman says, Mokum Atzarech, he can. It's not that simple, you have a right, where he holds this way. It's not simply you have a right to move from the case of a plateau to the case of a blech. What? I'm mixing up two things. But if those who hold, you can't put straight in a plateau, Simcha Bonin, they will hold moving a plateau to a blech, each one of you actually really have a heter. Each one. No, only by things that I think I've baked. The last thing in Shulchan Aruch over here is the idea of Amir L'Nochi. Now, Bez Hashem. No, but it never was there. It went from the refrigerator to your platter. Now the fuse blew. Now you want to, that could be. That can sign. Let's finish off with them afterwards. Let's finish off with them afterwards. The last thing the Sukkim Shulchan Aruch, the Sukkim of Amil Nochi, Bez Hashem Lulim Amil Nochi in Wintersman, but some two very important points that come out from over here. Mechaber says the Klal Oslam Le'ani Hudu to do anything that a Yid Maisa cannot do. You can do, a Goy can't do it. Now, first, Mishmur says even anything, again, be clear, anything that Yid cannot do, whether Drabonu or Deraisa, a Goy cannot do. I once gave a shiur back 20 years ago in Shiva Smir, and I went through all the terim, the Ger Terim and the Nochri. So a Rebbe in the Shiva Smir was sitting there, and I came over to me and said, I said the whole Chabur was wrong. Think of what I do. The whole thing was wrong. You got to start all first, it's Osir Mil Nochri. People don't know it's Osir. Over the years, I ask people don't know it's Osir. They don't. They think we have to figure out how to go do things, and then it relates to Osir. So and they wonder, where's the Osir? Where's the Sayyid? This Ramah says it. The Ramah says very clearly, also, loyim le'ed yuni la'acham der and tzadanim, anything they slow cannot do, you slow a guy can't do. I said, Mishmur, even in the case of a guy, black and white, can't do it. Now, when it's ulcer, how do you go do things? We have klal over here. Nice, it's ulcer. Now, in the gate of putting things back, or doing the sealing of chilo, there's a case of something that's dry, something that's lach. That means you have a case of soup. In case of, let's say, dry chicken, dry meat over here. When you read the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like a guy cannot put it back upon a case of Gufa Ketumah. It sounds like it should be also. Maisa, there's a very important bialach over here that brings down two different cases. One the case of Yovish, one the case of Lach. In the get to Yovish, he points out that we have a klal, Tzim Shin Zayin Sefei, the Shvush to Shvush Ayde Goy. The Maisa is mutter by case of either number one, a chayla, number two, a hefse ruba, number three, by the case of a mitzvah. The chur over here, the get to Oinik Shabbos, you want to have your food over here, Mokma Tzarech over here. Let's say it's causing case of meat that's needed for the Shabbos meal. Nichol get of Tzarech. Why not Mutter Shvush Shvush by case of a guy? Why is the Ramah coming to Aser? Therefore, the Prima Gorim says, Apichesh should be Mutter. But he ends off, Lay Gorim by. Don't yell at them. Don't make him a chah, but it's Aser in Chura. Which Mutter goes further and says, Yes, Mokhalov, the Tzarech Shabbos. First, can we make him a Mokma Tzarech? That means Mishmur is coming out. You want to reheat something that's dry on Shabbos on top of something that's Gruvuk Tumo, go tell a guy to go do it. No problem. Mokum Atzarech. Kamal Chaznish says, what are you going to do? You tell the guy to go put it back. What do you have? You have a Maisa Chazor right now. Do it after Gruvuk Tumo. Now you have to go take it off. You tell the guy to put it back. But you can't have this act. That means we spoke out by Chazor. It's not it cannot be done. You can't have it. That can see the chadchilo. Now that can't be done. You can't have it. So what is going to happen? The guy can put it there. and then you take it off. You put it there, you take it off. Come to Chanishna, and there's a star in every Mishnah Bialacha, and says, Bialacha, very nice, you have a Chesh Mishnah Shulas, yeah, the guy can put it there, and then you take it off. You can't have a Ma'at Nasila Chachil over here. Therefore, he wants to argue upon the Mishnah Bialacha, and says, there is no way, again, the guy to heat up your food and negate the case that is Yovish over here. The second case over here is the case negate the Sugi of Lach. That means the Bialacha goes on further, and you have a case of soup over here. It begins also the Beker Yosef, B'Shem Mun Achoinim, that wants to tie that even though by Lach, behold, when it gets cold, is it Issa Bishal Der Aiso? However, if you learn the Lach at Simish Niches, we take it on only Mitzad Chumash Shaboy. Beker Yosef ain't Bishalach a Bishal. If so, ends of the Mishnah Brua, if you have no other Eitzah and Maisa Betz Mistok, Efshir Di Yesh L'Smoich. That means he came along Mokam Tzark, Mekel and Yovish, Mishnah Brua, and by Lach he says, don't have any other Eitzah, Efshir Di Yesh L'Smoich. Maybe he can. On this case, Kamal the Chazanish, he says, he doesn't understand. Maisa, if we make all the sugar shwashishwas through a case of a guy, Maisa, the whole entire idea of Lach is a chumim ba'almo. Let's be makel straight up. And you want to be more makel than Mishnah Brua. I am baya of the case of Chazaro on the Sina. He said, but top of Gdeir Molei, or Gdeir Madul, Maisa, let's be makel. Let me come down over here. The Chanish says, I have a kula over the Mishnah Brua, and again, sugim Lach. I mean, Mishmur says, only when you're mamash stock, Yish Lesmoich. Kamil Chanish says, no, even not mamash stock, when we're tzorich, it can be mekel. I have bayav chazor nesim la tchila, k'der moli. The kid k'der k'der maduro. Mishmur says, group of tumor. And David Chanish wants the mice to be more mekel over here. Nice to come down, it's on a sugar negate the Mishnah Brua. He said, by the case of Yovish, can be Mekel Mok Matzara. Case of Lach, a person, Maisa, if he had no other Eitzah, Eshri can be Mekel. Maisa, we don't do that. Klo, we don't tell Goyim to eat up our food on Shabbos, not cold and not hot. However, it's a good thing to know when you go to Kroivim and they do things on Shabbos through a case of a Goy, or somehow the hotels that we don't eat in, somehow they're doing these things over here where they're coming from. They'll tell you, the Mashkichim know this Bialoch. They'll tell you, Mabaya. We have no other Eitzah. What do you want us to go do? We're stuck over here. Hakim Mikkel can yell at us and Gern Boy. And then with the Mekwa that come to Matthews, I'll be this Chido over here, I'll be this Pim Gern over here, that they're coming again. This is why not to yell, not to make Mafar, why Al Shalom Bayis, Ramaych Hashem Hashem. This is what we semichon, not to make a ruckus out of it. Of course, again, we don't do not Lach any of it. Mekwa, we're the place to come to Mikkel. Mitzan is very important to be a lot over here. We're now doing Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. After you see the Gemara, do not go to Torah Shulchan Aruch and give me an Eitzah. See that Doma in the Bialocha in Reish Nun Dalet. After you see that Doma, then go back to the Torah Shulchan Aruch, and then you can maybe understand what's going on over here. Let's talk about them. Oh, yeah.